Yes, written a book, Gita Govinda. Gita Govinda, glories of Govinda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when saw this book, he collected and told all that you should collect this book. At that time, no preach, nothing. You read down and thus preach. He ordered. And then all the Vaishnavas in Puri, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they wrote down that book. And they make their necklace, this book. In that book, first song is, oh this, what she got. It was so near and dear, favorite to Krishna, that Jagannath Dev, he heard and became attracted. Devdasi was singing in a forest in night, and hearing it, sweet this kirtan, oh, Jagannath Dev opened his door. Though it seems that he is a statue of wood, but he came out and began to run very fast. There were thorny bushes. So his cracks came in body, and also his claws were rotten, damaged. And then he heard presently. In the meantime, when he was running, oh, that Devadasi stopped her kirtan. And he became mad. Anyhow, he returned back to his temple, closed the door, and in the morning when Pujari came for Mangalarti, he saw that, why Jagannath so much in scratches and here and there and claws. So, then he called main priest, and then king was called. Why it became? Who did? They became very anxious. They wanted to arrest the culprit. But who was culprit? Himself, Jagannath was culprit. Why he ran away after a lady? But he was attracted by Shyam. And then he gave drink to king, his main servant, that, oh, she was singing very far away, and I could not check, and at once I ran. So bushes, thorns, they scratched in my body. Then he announced that in night, only in front of Jagannath, there, anyone can sing this song, from not far away, here and there. So everyone were careful not to sing. One Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too, he was going to Chatak Parvat, a very mountain-like sands on the coast of ocean, Indian Ocean. And in the night, anyone was singing, any lady, in a very beautiful tune and sweet tune, Mahaprabhu could not check. Who is singing here? He forget and began to run towards that song. Govind knew that, this song is coming from a lady, very young lady. So he was pursuing him, don't go, otherwise you will give up your life to embrace a lady. When he was running, Mahaprabhu, and he was pursuing, but he could not run like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was fast running. And then he loudly told, oh Prabhu, what are you doing? Oh, This song is coming from a very beautiful young lady. You should not go and embrace. Hearing this, he became alarmed. And he came insensitive. He checked him. Oh, Govinda, if you have not stopped me, then if I have touched that lady, even I would have given up my life forever, jumping in ocean. So this song is so. That book is now, I have translated in Hindi, in so many good ways. And it is ready in Hindi. All over India, also over India, here and there, this book is so famous. And I think that very soon English edition will also come. So many books will be available. I'm working very hard. And my associates, so many, Krishna has given, Swamiji has given, so many learned and qualified Rasik Bhakt to me. I'm very lucky. He has arranged everything and they are helping me. So, by Ujjwal Nil Mani, a very good book. Bhaktir Swami Sindhu, this book. Brihat Bhagavatamrita of Sanatana Goswami, Guru of Roop, even. Very soon they will come. I am waiting very soon. And then we will know what is bhakti. Otherwise, no. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this book himself to all. Don't think that book distributing is Arushat Siddhava. Don't. Never, never. If it was so, that why Vyasadev compiled this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, and he told Sukadev Goswami to preach everywhere. Why Krishna promised in Gita, he has told that, oh, this knowledge should be given to all. If there is no Gita book, how we can preach? So don't think like this. So you should have a strong belief that if the motive is other, to earn money, and by that maintain me, then it is bogus. Arup Siddha Bhava. But to please Gurudev, to please Krishna, and for the benefit of all human beings, if any book is distributed for Gurudev and Krishna, and for benefit of whole universe, then this is not Arup Siddha Bhava, pure. What to tell distribute book distribution? Even a person is cleaning the stool of any devotee, it is much better than to chant and remember the Sarup Siddha Bhakti if that man is criticizing others. Then, you know, so many are Mayabadi, Sahajiya, they chant Harinam, the Sarup Siddha Bhakti, but what fruit? They want to mix in very, very, what, offensive. So you should be clear in your mind that the book is distributed for the human being. To please Gurudev, if Gurudev is telling that you should wash the stool of any devotee, you should, when enjoying the mat, at once, a very sincere devotee of Gurudev who was serving him so much, very good mridang player and songs, cooking, washing the clothes of Gurudev, he was serving. But he became sick. And that time I personally told Gurudev, Gurudev was busy in serving that boy, even disciple, very young age. I told that I want to
help you that you should preach. I will look over this, my God brother. And I used to clean every day his blood coming from mouth, his urine, his stool even. And that is why Guru Maharaj were very, very pleased to me. And that is why I am coming here. So, why to know all these things? Trivikram Maharaj, Pujyapa Trivikram Maharaj. Oh, he was glorifying me by all these things. That you took your life in your hands and served.
By this you conquered Buddha's heart.
So, you should not be in any doubt. You should chant, remember, Nagar Sankirtan, book distribution, and go through the book, what is the essence of that book, and try to follow sincerely. Then it will be not Arup Siddha. Otherwise, it must be Arup Siddha. Thank you. Shuddha Bhagavata.
Shuddha Bhagavata Charanare.
Where my?
Shuddha Bhagavata Charanare. You are. Thank you.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि नजुगामि द्वयाभिना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्ने माम चरणं पिहे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई हम्बल ओबेसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णु पास विष्णु भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी And in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pashishma Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We here, we want to glorify Bhakti. And we have discussed on this subject from beginning that Rupa Goswami has told, Adau Shraddha and Tata Sadhus. We have discussed 2 points only. And I think that we will continue it in also Beja. Very interesting thing, and also you will be inspired. And if you will know all these things and hear with very carefully, you will have a greed to serve Krishna, surely. And then, by bhajan kriya, nishtha will come. All kinds of offenses, ignorances, anartha, unwanted things, very easily it will go, if you are sincere. So, I want that you should be sincere. Hear all these things. So I want today to discuss about bhajan kriya that Rupa Goswami has written in whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and also in Ujjwal Nilmani for rare devotees. To be qualified to read and follow Ujjwal Nilmani, very, very rare. But there is hope that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates are here. Everywhere in the world, though we know or not know, they are. So only hope that Mahaprabhu is merciful, Krishna is merciful, Srimati Radhika is more merciful, and combined mercy of Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurhari, most merciful. Only this hope. So I want to discuss today what is bhajan kriya. So first of all, Shyam Rani should speak something about this.
Om
You should be ready to speak on this subject. No, no, this.
First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajatam and Diksha Guru Pada Padma. Nishaliva Purvishta Om Vishnu Pada, Sarkara Sri Shima Shivakti Vedanta Swami Purvishta. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajatam, Diksha Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada, Sarkara Sri Shima Shivakti Vedanta Narayana Gosai Maharaj. To all of our Guru Bhagavan and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on Bhajan and Kriya. Bhajana Kriya is explained very beautifully in Sri Madhurya Kadambini by Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, who himself is the re-manifestation of Srila Rupa Goswami, who, as Srila Gurudev just explained, described all these things in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In order to explain himself, he reappeared as Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, and in Madhurya Kadambini he describes Bhajana Kriya. Some of the activities of Bhajana Kriya are delineated in that song that we just sang, Shudabhakata Chayanarenu. That is, serving the lotus feet of pure devotees, honoring Ekadasi. Gurudev once gave a speech on this in Brisbane, that Krishna is very worried, thinking, these people in this world are so fallen, what can they do to serve me? So I myself will manifest as Ekadasi. As Radharani comes out of Krishna's left side, Ekadasi also comes from Krishna's body and is more important, Gurudev said, even than Janmashtami. It's actually Krishna himself. Krishna has manifested as that Titi. So observing Ekadasi, participating in kirtan, offering bhog and honoring prasadam, engaging in deity worship, these are some activities of Bhajana Kriya. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that there are two kinds of Bhajana Kriya. One is anasthiti Bhajana Kriya, anasthiti bhakti, and that gives rise to, if performed sincerely, to nisthita bhakti. First comes anasthita bhakti, that is, there's six kinds of unsteady service. But even this Bhajana Kriya, which is unsteady, it gradually eradicates the different kinds of kleshas. It gives rise to klesha agni, or destruction of the different miseries, like avidya, ignorance of the self, confusing myself with my body, confusing illusion with reality, confusing false ego with real ego, and rag, great attachment to the material world, dvesh, envy of others, abhinivesha, fear of death, being so attached to material enjoyment, thus always being afraid that death will come and destroy my enjoyment. So these kleshas are destroyed gradually by Bhajana Kriya. The six kinds of unsteady bhakti or Bhajana Kriya are, first, utsahamayi, that is, sometimes very enthusiastic, appearing enthusiastic, but this enthusiasm is based on not spiritual things. Like I'm first coming to school and the teacher says, oh, look at this book. A is for apple, B is for ball, C is for cat. Now here's a test. So I'm not knowing anything, just looking at pictures, but I can see by the picture, this is A apple, B ball, C cat. The teacher says, you're such a wonderful student. Then gradually the subjects get more hard, and I have more difficulty, and the teacher twists my ears. When the teacher says, you're such a wonderful student, I'm so enthusiastic. But upon being chastised, my false ego tells me to say, I don't like this school, I don't want to go. So utsahamayi is false enthusiasm based on false ego. Then, ganatarala. Sometimes my concentration or absorption in the name, in scriptures, is very great. It's very condensed. Gana, like a cloud. And sometimes it's tarala, very diluted, because the subject matter may be hard or my mind is very flickering. So sometimes condensed interest and sometimes very diluted interest. And then, vyuta vikalpa, or fighting against sense gratification. I vow that I'm not going to take sweets because it makes my mind uncontrolled. But then so many nice halva and other sweets come, and I think, I'll start tomorrow. So fighting and not succeeding in the fight against sense gratification, although trying. And then unsteadiness of mind. That is, I will get married, I won't get married. I will get married, I won't get married. If I execute marriage life properly as a serious grihastha, I'll make advancement in Krishna consciousness by respecting my spouse as my spouse is a servant of Krishna, not for my enjoyment. So I'll assist them and we'll both advance in Krishna consciousness. And if I'm in the renounced order, practicing bhakti without any attachment, certainly I'll make advancement. But in this stage of indecisiveness, I can neither get the benefits of renounced life, nor can I get the benefits of serious grihastha life. I go in my mind constantly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was married, so I should also be married. But Sukadeva Goswami wasn't married, so I shouldn't be married either. But all the members of the Panchatattva were married, so I should be. But if I don't get married now, later on when I get old and I haven't gone through Varnashram properly, then I'll be attached to get married when I'm 60 or 70 years old. So maybe I should get married. In this way, being on the mental plane and not taking advantage of any ashram. And then, taranga rampani, inability to follow vows. Niyama akshama. That is, one is fighting against sense gratification, and one is, and not being successful, and one is inability to follow vows. That is, I'm chanting 16 rounds now, but my Gurudev told me to increase it to 32 and even 64. He told me that I'll really only make advancement when I can chant 64 rounds. And Krishna will only accept my offering if I'm chanting sincerely 64 rounds. So I'm taking a vow, I shall chant 64 rounds. Then headache comes, cold comes, weakness comes, I'll start tomorrow. So attempting to follow vows, but inability. Niyama akshama. And then finally, tarangarangani. Riding on the waves of the material facilities that I've gotten by my impure execution of bhakti. That is bhakti uta, an artist that come by the imperfect execution of bhakti. I give a good class. Somebody gives me $100 donation and tells me what a great class I gave. So I think, yes, I did give a good class. I should figure out how I should use this money for myself. But actually, if it was a good class, all the credit goes to my Gurudev. As we pray to the previous acharyas, when we sing their songs, this is not my prayer. This is your prayer. You feel this prayer and you've realized it. For me, it's ink on a page or simply words. Please make your prayer my prayer. Please make my heart one with your words. Similarly, the class that I may give is not my class. If anything is good about it, the knowledge is my Gurudev's knowledge. I have no knowledge, I'm simply repeating syllables. Gurudev explained there are three kinds of preachers. Those who simply repeat words, those who are in Raghunatha.
Oh, please, come on subject.
Okay. So,
you are derived from subject. Okay. I want that you should tell about bhajan kriya, not the fruit of bhajan. What you are telling, this is the fruit of nishtha or other things. Not bhajan kriya. So please come on subject.
Bhajan kriya means the activities of devotional service. There are 9 processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, thinking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, remembering about Krishna, serving his lotus feet, engaging in deity worship, carrying out the orders. All these activities are activities of bhajan, activities of bhakti. Attending Mangalarti in the morning is an activity of bhajana kriya. Waking up in the morning, and first thing I do is I remember my Guru Parampara, Jai Sri Sri Guru Garanga, remembering the qualities of each of the personalities in that Guru Parampara, and praying that whatever qualities he has, he'll give those qualities to me so I can execute my bhakti properly. Then attending Mangalarti and praying that I can enter deeply into the meaning of Mangalarti as described by Param Gurudev, the deep meanings of the awakening of Radha and Krishna. Chanting. Gurudev said if you simply chant Hare Krishna, you'll be full of material desires. Doesn't seem to make any sense, but the meaning is I must sing the bhajans, the songs. Because by singing the songs and praying to the personalities who wrote the songs that my heart can become one with theirs, my desires change from matter to spirit. So that when I chant the Hare Krishna mantra, my desires are spiritual. And I start to think like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, take away my envy, let me desire to take birth in Vrishabhanupura. So many spiritual desires come when I regularly sing these songs. And regularly here in class, Gurudev is instructing everywhere he goes that whatever community is there locally, and I'm part of that community, I must attend the functions of that community. If it's not possible, then I must attend the functions on my own. I told him once, Gurudev, I have so much service for you, so my chanting and hearing becomes more sloppy because I'm so busy with my deadlines. So he said, no, you must be just like me. I'm so busy all day preaching and writing, but I always take time to chant and to weep. So you should also take that time.
Thank you. Bhakti Sar Maharaj will speak on the point. Very good. Thank you.
According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur, the verses in
Why not Rupa Goswami? The original? He has commentary.
He has also commentary.
Vishwanatha, but really coming from Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. So you can use word of Rupa Goswami. Go on.
What's that?
Don't fear. Go on.
Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur in his Madhurya Kadambini, he has described the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, first canto, Trimvipasa Katha Krishna, Punyashravana Kirtana, that there are three stages of bhajana kriya. First comes this anishtita bhajana kriya described by Srimati Shyamarani Devi, the unsteadiness and all those features we heard about characterizing that unsteadiness. Then will come anartha nivritti. This stage means the cleansing of anartha.
I want that you should begin from anartha. There is, and what is bhakti kriya.
Yes.
Bhajan kriya.
He says that
even anarth is there.
And after that he says nishchita bhajan kriya.
No, I want from beginning. If a man is full of so many anarths, lakhs and lakhs and millions, how should he practice bhakti? What is good for him to do? For him, what bhakti kriya? Bhajan kriya.
He'd better find a guru and take shelter of him.
But I should say, or you should say. Go on. Don't
if
try to
qualify for it. Anyone will need guru, but especially if someone is so unqualified, how do they know what to do?
Or you should tell to others.
I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure I understand where you want this to go, because she covered the topic of anishtha bhajana kriya.
Oh, so you should say. Oh, you.
So what is bhajana kriya? Bhajana kriya means activities of bhajan in the conditioned state. The conditioned living entity is covered by so many types of ignorance. There are so many types of anarthas, and there are so many problems. Actually, to do bhajan properly, it is not possible for someone in the conditioned state. Therefore, the very first thing one must do, Ada Guru Padashraya.
Oh, very good. Good, I want it.
From the beginning, one must take shelter. Padashraye. One must take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev. And under the guidance of Sri Gurudev, only then one can begin the process of bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya begins at the time diksha kale, at the time one has received diksha from a bona fide guru. Nowadays, some people are saying, no need of guru, we can accept any great acharya, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, or Srila Prabhupada, or we can accept any Vaishnava, no need that they are present before us. But no, according to Bhagavad Gita, tadvidhi pranipatena hari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanena sattva darshanaha. How can we serve Srila Rupa Goswami? How can we serve any Vaishnava who is not present before us? How can we fall at his feet? Oh, my Gurudev is here, I will fall at my feet. What does it mean, pranipat? It means to offer dandavat pranam. Dandavat, ashtanga, dandavat pranam. It means to what? Offer my head, my body, mind, words, intelligence, everything I'm giving at the lotus feet of my Gurudev. And then Gurudev will engage the disciple in bhajana kriya. Now you should do something. So some persons, they came once to Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj at Suryakund. And he gave them some instruction. Oh, you should grow eggplant. And they were thinking, oh, what is this? We came here, we wanted to do some bhajan and remember Ashtakaliya Leela, but he is instead engaging us in growing eggplant. Why? Because Gurudev knows the heart of the disciple, and Gurudev will take that disciple who may have so many anarthas and who is in ignorance, unable to see the proper path, and will engage that disciple properly so that they can come into the path of bhajan. So there is some discussion also. What is Swarup Siddha Bhakti and other activities? How other activities, which are not included even in the 64 items of bhakti, how they are also Swarup Siddha Bhakti? Why? Because Swarup Siddha Bhakti means, according to what is the intrinsic nature of bhakti, which is Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Ruktama. Uttama Bhakti is defined intrinsically. That Swarup Lakshan, the intrinsic characteristic of bhakti, is that it is meant exclusively for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. So actually, we are praying to taking shelter of Gurudev. Because why? Because he knows how to please Krishna, how to please Mahaprabhu, how to please Radha and Krishna. This is real bhajan. Real bhajan means, like the six Goswamis are doing, Hera, Hera, Rajade, Govardhana Kalpa Pada Padalay Kalindi Vanya Kutaha Gosham Thavati Sarvato Prajapure Kedar Mahade Halao Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Sri Jiva Gopala Kao. They were in so much distress. They were going everywhere in Braj saying, where is Krishna? Where is the son of Nanda Maharaj? Where is Sri Radha? Where are the gopis? Where is Lalita, Vishaka? They are going everywhere, Govardhan, Radhakund, everywhere. And they are weeping day and night. Someone is saying that someone may be chanting three lives like Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. But who is higher? Oh, Srila Rupa Goswami, he may be chanting only one syllable, not even one name of Krishna. And he is falling unconscious. This is real bhajan. Oh, but we cannot touch this. We cannot even come close to this concept of bhajan. So, by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev, he will engage us and he will give us some instruction that we should do these activities. We should sing these bhajans. Why? So that we are praying that the moods of our acharyas, they may come in our heart, but the moods of my Gurudev. Who is my Gurudev? Oh, I am thinking of my Gurudev always. In what form? Oh, I am seeing my Gurudev coming before me like this, but actually he is serving Radha and Krishna, always giving pleasure to Radha and Krishna. In this form, always I am praying that my Gurudev will somehow give me entrance into bhajan, because bhajan is the root of bhakti. Bhajan means bhajate, means how to worship properly. Worship is not even appropriate English translation, but bhakti means devotional service, doing everything for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. So, in this way, we can begin to come from the conditional stage, and we can begin to follow the angas of bhakti, as Chamarani Giri was describing. Sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padatevanam lakshanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atma nirvedanam iti pum sarkata vishna bhaktis chenda lakshana kriyeta bhagavati adha tanmanye dhitam uttamam. So, under the guidance of Sri Gurudev, we are engaging in these processes of bhakti and directly offering our life energy, our everything, at the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. And in this way, our human life can become successful. Hare Krishna.
Very good. What is the meaning of Guru Padashraya? What is the meaning?
Dhyan dhvanamasya pranamina sarakaya chakshura nirtamaya tasmai sri gurudeva. So bhajana kriya means to take full shelter of the lotus feet.
More louder, please.
Bhajana kriya means to take full shelter of the lotus feet of bona fide sadguru. And under the guidance of bona fide Sadguru, engage in the 64 limbs of devotion. So we should know very clearly what is Guru Padashraya. So?
What is? Very.
So the Guru, there's two types of Bhagawan. One is Vishai Bhagawan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishai Bhagawan, he is the enjoyer. But there is another form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this world. This is called Ashraya Bhagavan, or the bona fide Mahabhagavat, Guru Pada Padma Vaishnava. Ashraya Bhagavan indicates he is the form of Bhagavan upon which the jiva should take shelter. Chakudam Diloje Janme Janme Prabhu said. The disciple should feel in his heart very deeply, I am an eternal servant of the spiritual master. I am his eternal servant. He is my eternal Lord. So we should examine ourselves very, very deeply. Have I reached the feet of Guru Parapadma? Krishna says, Nanda Bhaktas, Krishna says, one who calls himself my devotee, he is not my devotee. But one who calls himself a devotee of my devotee, he is my real disciple, he is my real servant.
Please hear. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, clearly it has been told, Guru Padashraya and Diksha Shikshanam. Why it has divided in two sections? So you should try to what? So Guru Padashraya, what is, and what is Diksha Shikshanam? Padashraya means to take Harinam. And know that my life will be successful if I am in his guidance. O Gurudev, I will obey you. I will try to know your wishes and try to follow. Manu Bhisht. I don't know anyone, even not God. Through you I am knowing that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Radhika is Thaladini Shakti are all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined of Srimati, Radhika and Krishna. I hear, but everything I can know only in your guidance, by your obeying words. So fully taking shelter, he will support, he will nourish, he will save me from worldly
entanglement.
What? No. Chain of birth and death. So Guru Devis. So I am going to take his shelter. This is called Guru Padash. Then he will not look here and there. Don't disobey. You should choose a guru who is surely a benefactor, who is in the line of his Gurudev. He is in the line of Gurudev. He is doing bhajan in the guidance of his guru and guru parampara, giving proper respect to all, has no worldly desire. He is fully detached, knowing all the meanings, hidden meaning of all the shastra. Not knowing, even he is realized. Then in whole lifetime you cannot give up him. You will live. But we see there are so many, but not guru, but kangaroo. Really they are not guru. When you were initiated first, you never examined him. But later on you saw and realized, oh, this guru cannot save me. He cannot give any benefit to me. He cannot teach me, oh, Krishna Bhakti, because he is himself not doing anything, not practicing. Oh, he cannot chant more than 16. Sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes like this. No belief in his Gurudev. And later on, he gives up the guidance of Guru and chanting everything. To disciple, he may tell, I am Guru, bona fide Guru. But really he is not. When a person will realize that, this Guru is not really Guru, bogus, even he is not sincere, then he should be given up, doing pranam. And try to take shelter in a bona fide guru. And if you are not doing, no bhakti. Only karma. Krishna will not sprinkle his mercy. So many things that. Abhaishnava mutkhod girna utam bhrita. If he is not guru, if he is not even a Vaishnava, and you will hear him, serve him, then like a cow who is not giving milk, and you want milk from that cow. You want a fruit from a fruitless tree like bubble and thorns. How it will come? So we should take shelter in a Guru Path Partner who can give. Oh, Krishna consciousness, really. And that person is what? Real ISKCON. I know that Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has told, Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati Kriyatam Kutopi Jadi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Mulle Me Kalam Janma Koti Sukhati. Who is ISKCON member?
who has this quality, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita, Bhav Parashi. He can make all, inspire all in that. And if a guru, a Vaishnava is formed like that, oh, give your head heaven and take shelter. This is taking shelter. Like Raghunath Das, if your guru, who cannot help you, but sincere and Madhyam Adhikari, oh, he cannot give you Krishna prema. But if you pray him that, oh, please give me your permission that I should associate a high class of Vaishnava, like Jiva Goswami, who told Shyamananda Prabhu. And his guru, oh, I'm very happy, very happy. Raghunath Das Goswami told to his Gurudev Jadunanda Nachar, oh, embraced him, oh, at once you should go to your Gurudev. In Jaiva Dharma it has been written. What? They were told by his Gurudev, ordered himself, oh, you should go to Gopal Guru. And he went. No less honor for his Gurudev. Like equal. They are equal in all respect. So this is called Guru Padarsha. And that, or after that, what is Diksha and Shikshanam? What is that? Diksha. He has taken Arshay. He is chanting name. But his name is not very qualified. So Gurudev wants that I should give him Diksha. Divyan. Kha. Passing all kinds of offenses, unwanted things. Like, we have heard that kasha. Kasha means?
Bell metal.
You should tell loudly. What?
Bell metal.
Bell metal.
If it is given some
chemicals,
it will be gold. So Gurudev gives this medicine or this chemical to his sishya. And then Divya Gyan comes. What is Divya Gyan? Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Radha Tattva, Offense Tattva. All there are so many things. He is expert and he is delivering to his disciple. And makes like him. Guru never makes any disciple. Our Gurudev or Prabhupada has told. He has told, never a guru makes any disciple. I have not made any disciple. He makes guru. His old disciples were what? Guru, and they could have
delivered the
whole world. You know that Loknath Das Goswami, he made Raghunath Das Goswami guru, not disciple.
Narottam
Thakur. What name? Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Oh, he did not make him disciple. Any bona fide guru, he touched like a touch a stone and becomes gold. And he knows all kinds of tattva. And prerna karta hai.
Inspire
the disciple to know all these things. Yesterday I told, Gurudev told, oh, everything should come in you. And at once, like miracle, wonder. And then, second, Kha. We have so many anarths. So many. Shyamrani, oh,
has explained something. Moh, lay, dikshe, apritipatti, kashaya. And after that all so many. Even so many things we want to discuss, but we have not so much time. But we will explain here or there or anywhere. And you should try to take all these things. Then ksha, diksha. And then shikshanam. What is shikshanam? What shikshanam? Very deep subject. Shikshana. You know, Raghunath Das Goswami went in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told, I don't know all these things. And he took his hand and gave in the hands of Sarupa. And then he became Sarupa Raghu. And what he did? Oh, he made him like him. What we see, Rupa Goswami has given only theory. But Raghunath Das Goswami has how, in what proportion they should be mixed. Rupa Goswami has not told. In Manasiksha, in his all books, in what proportion, what thing be given, then it will be surasa. Surasa means? Surasa means? Oh, like ras. In India we tell, some sugar, some water, some kevada or lemon. We mix and then it becomes very tasteful, like a nowadays, very lemonade or no? Cocoa. Cocoa color. Like cocoa color. All cannot make this. They don't know combinations. So, Rupa Goswami has told, oh, rasa. And he has produced rasa and given rasa. But how this rasa will come? Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami. Also, Jiva Goswami and other Goswami has done. If he will give 1 kilo sugar and 1 glass of water only and some salt, then what it will be? But if he will give 1 kilo sugar and 5 kilo water and 1 or 2 only lemon, and then it will be of very high class. So Raghunath Das Goswami has explained what and how and in what way we can make bhakti to bhakti rasa. All the acharyas, previous acharyas, like Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, all they produced and taught bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj has taught also bhakti. All has explained about bhakti, but not bhakti ras. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associate, Sri Rupa Goswami and others, very special manobhishta pura, they have done this. We are very lucky to come in this line of Guru Parampara. Very, very lucky. I feel very proud of coming in this line. And you should also. But not only thinking and proud of being this, but following totally. Then it will be siksha. What he Raghunath Das Goswami learned from Jiva Goswami. Sarupa Damodar. What he learned? What he has told his Gurudev. Everything. Guru Goste, Gostale, Su Sujane, Su Bhusuragane, Swamantresi namni brijvadanda sarane sadadambham hitva kuru ratim apurvam atitaram ae bhrata. Like this. He had not told to anyone, but he had told to human being and to his heart. Oh, this is bhakti kriya. Guru gives mantra, but he teaches that we should respect our Gurudev and in same way siksha. Gurudev can give diksha, sometimes he cannot give siksha because a disciple should honor him always. And he cannot tell so many things that should be told. We have so much honor for Gurudev. Ashwarya.
Kauravaj Guru.
So, Diksha Guru sometimes, he cannot tell so many
confidential
things. But Siksha Guru, like a brother, like a bosom friend, keeping that disciple embracing, and he will tell so many things that in Uchvalil money has been given. So this is Shikshanam. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Vrindavan and he was returning from Vrindavan, and when he came on three rivers, that is Prayag, or Rupa Goswami met, and he knew from before him, he met Ram Kaligram and others.